Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, call 206-402-0100 and enter PIN number 161329#. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. And now, here's Dee.
Here's Johnny. I love what you did with that, Stephen. I laugh every time I hear it. Okay, today where am I? Coming to you from Charleston, South Carolina. From another convention. Tonight I fly to Albuquerque to do some wardrobe for this guest star role that I just landed. And then back home tomorrow, I hope, if everything goes as planned. So we know in our lives things go as planned or better, right? Okay, so I want to tell you, I want to share you a little personal something about my own journey that mirrors your journey. I was noticing that I was starting to take things very personally, and I had the perception that people were letting me down, people that were working for me especially. And when I got quiet, I thought, you know, this is an old thing. This is an old pattern. This is not going to get me what I want. What I want to know is that everyone always shows up for me in every way. Pilots, people that work for me, my family, myself, all energy shows up for me, stays with me, creates with me. So I sat down to do some work around it. And of course, and I'm sharing this with you because I know from doing a lot of the private, this is up there for all of us, that because I'm an amazing creator right now, guys, two films, Creation Station, this guest star part, five conventions, I'm just really, really experiencing the power of my creation. And what that feeling had to do with being betrayed and left by people goes back to when I was 4 years old. Now, when I was 4 years old, I started kindergarten. And I was the youngest, and everybody made a big deal. Oh, my God, Dee gets to, you know, start kindergarten. She's only 4 years old. What a smart little girl. Well, what I discovered that happened at that same time was I had to start staying with Grandma a lot, and I love my grandma, but and Mommy had to go to work. And so I equated getting everything I want and succeeding and shining in my life with losing something that was important to me. And I want you to get this because, well, the channel's saying right now, all of us have experiences that feed into that belief. And so what do we want? We want to know that we are amazing creators. We are literally the God of our own creation on this plane. And we create everything we want in flow and joy while knowing that all energy shows up for us stays with us, loves us, and supports us. So I'm inviting you to direct that right now. And this is our clear direction to all energy to consistently create this with us. And we are invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. The other thing, I want you to spend the week seeing what good things you can do to make yourself and everybody else happier. So I had this opportunity, this rescue, this no-kill shelter, has a booth right across from mine. And they've brought little doggies to adopt. And I was watching the first day I was here on Friday, and so many people would go over to this precious little dog. And you could tell their heart wanted to get this puppy, but there was always... So I went over and I said, look, I want you to put up a sign that all of his adoption fees are paid for, and I'll take care of it. They put up the sign. In 5 minutes, that doggy had a home. Whose heart was the happiest in that room? Mine. I thought, wow, that I have enough and more than enough. And that little gesture that I did created a home and an open heart and happiness for a little doggy and a family. I was absolutely in my glory. And then they brought another little puppy in. He got adopted. Now I'm getting ready to go down there and see if we can't get this beautiful little black lab 2-year-old to find a beautiful forever home. So maybe it's buying a homeless guy a cup of coffee or taking him a burger or opening the door for someone in a wheelchair. Look and see how you can put more happiness back into the world. That's the perspective of the world that I invite you all to adopt and own. Because remember, your perspective of the world defines your experience of the world. And in order to learn our perspectives and beliefs, where is the gold mine? Our childhood, from conception to 8 years old. That's when most of us put together the belief systems that are still running our lives right now. So why not go out into the world this week with a perspective that, wow, every day I can make a difference in somebody's life, which will there in turn make a difference for my life. So I'm interested to see today, now that I've gotten to that incredible insight about 4 years old, to see the differences in my day today and to create the differences in my day today. So that's your assignment, okay, for the next week. Can I go to the callers? Yeah, I want to try and... So listen for your phone number, guys, because that's how I'm going to try and bring you... That's how I am going to bring you on. 902-892. You're on.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Dee.
Hi, good morning. Hi, sweetheart.
Two quick things. On the knee, I did go... The last week I spoke to you on the knee, was the left knee was... I did go to acupuncture, still waiting to go to physio, which I'll go on Tuesday. I was out walking, you know, more on it. It's still a bit painful, but I'm wondering if I'll just leave it until I go to physio. I don't think there's anything
else. There's nothing else for you to do.
Okay.
Just just see it healed, feel the love around it healed, and the love around walking forward into your power.
Yeah, I was okay. I was out walking in it. And one other quick thing, I have a red spot on my right leg down, halfway down on the outside. Is that something that the channel thinks that I should be concerned with?
No.
Okay.
But the channel wants to know, and these are the exact words they're giving me, why do you keep looking for something wrong?
Oh, I wasn't. I just happened to notice it in the show, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but
I haven't seen that.
You notice it, darling, because part of your subconscious is looking, is there something wrong? Is there something I should address?
Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that.
When you find yourself having thoughts or your focus, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be aware of what's going on in your body. And I want you to consciously choose the thought, I am perfect health and wellness, and everything in my body is flowing as health and wellness. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because, again, as we saw during Creation Station, in 1 hour, you can get 50 messages about an illness you probably have, the medication you probably should take, and how that medication might kill you also. In 1 hour, 50 messages.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you guys have to remain very conscious about creating what you want. Okay?
Exactly. And I found my walk a bit much better this morning, and I'm sure it doesn't matter if I walk for an hour or it's not going to.
What do you focus on?
Absolutely. I'm focusing on that. That knee is amazing today,
okay.
and I will walk more. Thank you for taking
you
so
bet,
much for
sweetheart.
Taking my
Thanks
call.
Thanks for calling in.
Deeply appreciate it. Thanks, Dee.
You bet, baby cake. All righty. Good start. All right. We are going to 613-709. You're on.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited, Dee. This is the first time I've been... It's Wilma. It's the first time I've been speaking to you since we changed the format. I keep pressing start, too, but I never get selected.
Well, you do now, so you must have shifted something, baby.
I don't know. I'm just so full of joy right now that I feel like I think you hit a nerve with me when you told the other person about feeling the love, about walking forward, and I'm in perfect health and wellness. So I think something there has shifted in me. So now it's just I feel like I'm supposed to shut up, and there's a message I'm supposed to hear. If that makes any sense.
Just keep living the positive direction. And that's for everyone, including yours truly. We don't want to just hear it anymore or study it or read it or hear it on a show. We live it. In every moment, we are directing ourselves to the highest positive of love in every situation. And that's what you served to bring in. So thank you.
Oh, I could feel the hair on the back of my neck when you said that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Where are we going? 437-931. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Yeah, 437 is a new Toronto area code, in case you want to catch that again. This is magical. This is great. I almost hung up because you said earlier how we perceive the world is how we're going to experience the world, and I was like, okay. What is the simplest thing that we can do in a moment because you just richly articulated, okay, we have to live it. we have to live it. That means that there's still stuff, some can be still stuff on our plate from before we're making that chili.
Well, sure.
That reflects the old stuff.
Look, we're living in a three-dimensional world, guys. And we're here to really study and understand how energy works. That we are the directors of the energy in our life, which means we choose a new perspective if we see the old one is a negative one that's not giving us what we want. We get to choose if we're feeling angry at someone, and I have an e-blast coming out about this, that we choose to put our anger and our judgment aside and go, hey, let's sit down and talk about this and come back together in love, because that's what I'm choosing to be in my life. So, you know, if you get a hit during life, the fastest way to turn yourself around is just start laughing. Literally, just choose to start laughing, which will help you become objective and not in reaction, so that you can make a choice about what you want to do with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you get that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To choose
another
in this
way,
moment that nothing else before matters?
Not unless you think it does.
Yeah.
So okay. That question says, so it doesn't matter that I got molested when I was 7? Well, you know, it happened. It's shitty. It's not something we want to experience. And your freedom is, okay, that happened. Who am I creating myself as now? Do I still believe that people can rape me and misuse me? Or do I believe that all energy is coming forward to support me?
Mm. Ding, 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 ding.
Got it? Yeah, good.
Yeah,
okay.
You're the best. You're the best. Thank you, Misty.
That, I'm telling you, it is life-changing when you do it. So we're living it. Okay, thank you so much for calling in, baby. All right, we are going to, well, it's a web call, and I have on my screen Rocky. Is there a Rocky here? Who's on the web call that's calling in? Yeah, you.
Can you hear me?
Whoa, it's very loud. Who is this?
This is Rocky. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Rocky. What can we do for you?
Okay. Yeah, we've talked before. So you think you can create anything you want, correct?
I don't think it. I know it.
Okay. Well,
there's a big difference.
I lost a puppy a couple of years ago, and I want her to come back, so I should be able to.
Okay. And the first thing I heard, Rocky, is she already has. But you're expecting the same dog physically. She's not going to be the same dog physically. And the spirit of your puppy has already come back. So just start looking for her, babe. Hold on. Well, I'm hearing really clearly she's a rescue. Are you open to rescue? Rocky? Are you there? Okay. Well, I guess I lost him. I hope you're hearing this, Rocky. She's already here. Her spirit's already reincarnated. Look for her in a shelter. Okay. Oh, there's so many little doggies that need to be rescued, guys. All right. I think this is Gina in California.
It is. Are you there?
I am, baby cake. How are you?
I'm good. I It's great to hear you today.
Always.
So I've already gotten some things from the previous callers. I was calling about my fibula, which I broke on July 30th, and I got my cast off on Friday, so I'm in a booth. And I just want to make sure that keeps healing, because I have a busy fall kind of like yours shaping up. So I'm going to be on the road and moving, and I want to be as strong and healthy as possible.
Okay, so I want you to look at those words. I want to be as strong and healthy as possible. Do you see how you're putting that in the future?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So as the good book says, as soon as you ask, it is delivered to you. Now, what does that mean in our terms? That means as soon as you know what you want, as soon as you ask, which means direct what you want, it is already delivered within yourself. That's where everything starts, guys, within yourself. And what I'm getting, Gina, is yes, within yourself, everything is balanced. It's just bring it into the moment.
Okay.
Know that it's done now. You're not waiting. You're creating right now in this moment right now. Now,
right.
The channel wants to go to why the hell you broke the thing in the first place. Jeez. Book, give me a song, please.
What goes up must come down.
Yeah, okay. So that's the same thing that they took me to, except it was the end of The Sound of Music. I get everything I want, and then something bad has to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, no more, guys. That is an antiquated belief. And it started in religion. The more you pay for your good, the more God will help you be okay. I'm telling you, it's BS. It's not a belief that you want. So I'm asking all of you to join with me in consciously bringing ourselves back to, I am the creator of me. I'm creating flow and marvelous and magnificent things happening in my life right now. And it's all good. And I accept all my good all the time. That's what you want. That's what you want to focus on. Okay?
I accept. Yes.
Okay.
I have a couple. Can I ask another question?
Quickly.
I have always opportunities to rescue kittens, and I'm traveling a lot. So am I setting myself up for something by saying yes to these kittens? I want them.
Well, that's not the right question. What do you really want to know?
If I'm going to be allergic to them, and if I'm going to be able to find homes for them. Yeah, I'm
pretty
allergic.
Well, I get
it. Go ahead.
Okay. So what... Allergies are misdirected energies, Gina.
Yep.
Okay. So what energy are you misdirecting? You see, what you said about the cats is exactly what you said about your life. Okay, I'm going to do something really good for these kitties. Oh, but I'll have to pay for it, won't I?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. No, really? Not what you want. If you think you're going to have to pay for it, don't. Find another way to help the kitties.
Okay.
Donate to the centers, you know, advertise, go help in whatever way you can. If you think that you are going to suffer, that's not what you want to create, is it?
No.
No, not at all. That's like me going, okay, I'm going to run everything technically on my own.
Ah!
Not a chance.
Yeah, right.
Don't want to. There's nothing in me that wants to learn all that crap. Nothing.
Yeah.
Do I have huge respect for people that know all of this, like Lauren and Stephen, you bet. So I surround myself with them so I can create and work with beautiful people like you and write and do what I love. So you either have to change your beliefs, because right now you are directing your belief, you're misdirecting your belief toward, I have to have allergies and I'm going to suffer if I help these cats.
Right.
Not what you want. Okay?
No. Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, that was, wow. What a great, this is a great show, guys. I'm telling you right now. I believe this is Miss Janet is on now.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, my dear. How are you?
I'm so fabulous. I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, I know it's not early morning there, but happy day. So, absolutely. So when we spoke this last week, and what I got from last week's call is that everybody wanted a lot to know about knowing. And so I had a couple stories that I shared with you, and I wanted to share them here so that everybody.
Oh, great.
Yes. So very quickly, I had this project at work that I literally had been working on. It's taken lots of tedious hours, 2.5 years worth, and had to do with accreditation for mammography. So the day of that I had to turn in all of my images and paperwork and so on, and I've been working with people back east and so on, the very last patient showed up, and she was the perfect candidate to submit my two patients to the regulatory agency. So we took the x-rays, sent them away, and two weeks ago Tuesday, I had gotten the message, it's like, I need to know that this is finished, this is a done project. And in my knowing, on Sunday morning after our radio call, I got the message that I would hear on Tuesday. I went to work and I sat and listened, or sat and waited for the phone call. And I finally got a wee bit impatient and said, because I know that the East Coast is 3 hours ahead of us. And I called the woman that I'm in contact with. And she said, because I asked, I said, you know, I know it's pushing it. Anyway, make a long story short, literally 20 minutes later on Tuesday, she sent my document that I had passed this joint project. So it was
awesome.
A huge win. So last Sunday after, and then my other story is last Sunday after listening, I sat down and I did my readings, and I basically threw it out there to the universe. Send me a surprise today. Just, I'm in my knowing. I know you can deliver. Send me a surprise. I don't care what it is, but it needs to have some value. And about 3 or 4 hours later, my boyfriend had taken his vehicle and was cleaning the vehicle and vacuuming in the car. So it ended up that in vacuuming car, he found me a prize. And I had lost a very sentimental watch about literally a month, 6 weeks ago. The sentimental watch was something that he had for many years. I actually went out and bought something that was very, very similar, but he showed up with my watch. So,
you know, when it happens that clearly and that quickly, you know, just hold on to that now, Janet. And every time you go into doubt, go back into your knowing and ask for what you want.
Yes. So when we spoke,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's so poignant because the idea is we went through Creation Station, you walk away and you're all very much elated and it's like, I can do this. I'm on my good, you know, I have the power, and you embrace that. And those are true examples, truly examples of doing that.
You bet it is.
Yeah, and I just want to keep it.
Look, it's not about keeping it. It's about living it.
Yes.
It's not something, look, guys, it's not something that can go away. Do you understand? It never goes away. It's just that your consciousness has to stay awake.
Yeah.
But your consciousness never leaves you, ever, ever, ever. But your consciousness will follow your belief system. Ultimately, that's the rule over all rules, is as you believe, that's what you get in your life. So look at what your belief systems are around whatever it is you want to create, and you'll see what's in your way so you can shift it and turn it around. Oh, thank you for calling in and sharing that. People
thank
need
you,
to Susan, hear.
Lady. Thank you, thank you.
You know,
well,
when
it,
you work,
it works.
When the work,
just,
yeah.
Just, it works.
When
and
you,
honestly, it works.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, guys, thank you. When you work it, when you work the work works. You know, but again, we're here to learn conscious creation. I can't, there you go, finally. All right, I think we're going to Gloria.
407-252. Hi, it's Gloriana.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. Sorry. So, a couple of things. One, thank you for your book on Born. It was wonderful. We just looked to it on the road trip.
Great.
Fabulous
thank
book.
You.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Second, we are actually transporting a rescue dog from Florida to Seattle, Washington.
Good karma.
We're on day three. Well, my question is, what can we do to keep him and to help him? He's been wonderful, but I know it's stressful.
How do you know it's stressful? Hold on.
Okay.
Did that dog tell you it was stressful?
He flew up yesterday, so usually that's stressful.
Okay, and maybe he just got a little car sick. But let me tell you, animals pick up your vibrations. They're fabulous mirrors for what's going on with you. So when I say you're stressful, I get a big yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you to start saying to everybody in the car, this is a joyful ride. We're going on a joyful journey so that you have a forever home. We're all just in bliss within this car about this journey where we're taking you. And everything is flowing smoothly. And relax, sweet little dog, because this is the beginning of a joyful life for you. Can you feel the difference in that?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
And I actually do say that to him, but for some reason I feel like his owner who died a few months ago just keeps coming through and just wants to keep. Okay.
No. Let me tell you, animals live in the moment. If we could only learn from them, they just, you know, how you read stories all the time about dogs that were severely abused. And 1 month after they live in a loving home, they've forgotten all about that. And they're just living in the love. That's what we need to do. So relax, okay? Relax and know that all is well with this little doggy. And that you're doing a beautiful thing for him, okay?
Thank you for that reminder. Yeah,
yes. You bet, sweetheart. I'm telling you, our animals are such mirrors for us. All right, we are going to, I think it's Pasadena, 626-421, you're on.
Hi, Dee, it's Charlene.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, two quick questions. I lost my dad recently, and my mom is now in the hospital. Thanks. And I just wanted to ask the channel if she is leaving, too.
That is the highest question. And I get a yes that she is getting ready. When I say it's the time right now, I get a no. But
okay.
Her energy is starting to accept that
okay.
She wants to cross over. Did you know that? Yeah.
I suspected, yeah.
Yeah. And so okay. Our job then, Charlene, is to bless her and honor her journey, whatever it is, and love her unconditionally while she travels through it.
Okay.
I'm so sorry if you hear all this noise. Go ahead.
No. Okay. The second question I have is I have an opportunity to buy a condo that my dad was giving to me before he died. We were renovating it. It's in Florida. I'm in California, and, you know, that my heart is here, but I cannot own here, and I could own this. With climate change and in Florida, especially in real estate,
I get you will not be happy in Florida. That's
even
the
if
highest
I own...
question. Well, baby, wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
So it's not about whether you own, or you could own and let somebody else live in it. There's a solution there, but and it was really strong, Charlene, when it came in, that you are not going to be happy living in Florida.
Okay.
Now, you are your highest knower. So you drop down into your heart, not your head, and feel into what we're talking about. You will get clear guidance, I guarantee you, if you go to your heart, not your head.
I've been working on that, and really, this has just been, it's been a struggle because I feel both things.
Because you want to own something, and you don't want to live there.
Yeah.
So
If I just commit
what?
To it, can I change it? Or is it just, I know that
well,
California's where I
Well, let's get clear about why you wouldn't be happy in Florida. Sheet, book, song, give me a movie. Any movie that pops in.
I guess The Sound of Music.
Okay, again, see. Somehow Florida represents to you getting what you want and losing at the same time.
Yeah.
And it has very much to do with your father. So start, now they want to go to a core belief. Hold on, this page here. I'm scared to death to go. But to go is not to it's change. You don't like change. Is that true?
It change is hard for me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's about. So if you can come to peace with change, knowing that you have every intention of, back to the first of the show, creating all this with joy and love and beautiful flow, then your energy will be a match to Florida.
Okay. And as far as climate change, if I were to go there for, let's say, 2 to 3 years, would it be okay? in regard to climate change with Florida.
You mean, are you going to be safe there?
Yes.
That's really what you want to know. Are you going to be safe? Again, yes, if you create it that way.
Okay.
If you're going, oh my God, I hope I'm going to be safe. I hope nothing's going to happen. Then no.
Okay.
Because you will be worrying, and worry is a negative prayer, putting the attention on what you do not want.
Right.
You understand? Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And that was some great lessons for everybody, Charlene. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to, I think this is Adele, 959-208.
It is.
Hi, sweetheart.
I have a question, but I want to clarify. I just want to say a couple of things in regard to what you're saying. Every day, I always ask that the day just flows with ease and grace.
Directing.
Oh, but everything flows so beautifully. I mean, I just say, oh, thank you, that everything's going to be flowing with much ease and grace and authenticity. And things are unbelievable how they work out. I mean, it's just been wonderful. And then I always have this thing, if I'm talking on the phone, like with Amazon, I do a lot of shopping, and I do everything, all my shopping on Amazon.
Okay.
And I always say, please always help me to leave the rep feeling better than when we got on the phone. And I've just met so many wonderful people, and they're always saying that, I feel so good, I feel joyful, the last person made me cry, or whatever. And to be humorous about it, when things happen, they're kind of challenging, I just go, isn't that interesting? And I try to just kind of joke about it, and it really works. So I just want to confirm those things that you talked about.
Thank you. Thank you, Adele. Yep, you're living it, see? You're living
it. Yeah, I am. And it's so fun. It's so fun. So I just have one question. Energetically, I just want to know, my tongue is like really sore on the left side. It has a little pimple on it. And usually I do like a little rinse with Himalaya salt, and it usually feels good. But it's about a month, I mean, about a week. And I think it stopped being released. So I just want to
know. I do hear that you should get it checked. When I say it's anything life-threatening, I get a no.
Okay.
And I get that you should have it checked.
Yeah, I'm going to the doctor in October. But, I'll just see if it continues this week, and then I'll just call up and see. Okay. Thank you. So energetically, I didn't know if there was something energetically.
Well, I would, again, live what you want. My mouth feels great. My tongue is feeling great. All of my health is in perfect balance. Start really directing what you want and treat, this is great, treat your tongue and your mouth with the love that you treated all those people at Amazon that helped you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, because I do try, and I love my body. I mean, I really love being with myself, my little one, and all of that.
I get it, yeah.
But you know, that's so true. I just, and I'm going to, and I said today, you haven't directed any energy towards it and really been with it. So thank you for saying that, because that's really comforting. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Adele. Isn't that the truth? You know, we somehow separate our body from what we're doing and living in other areas. Okay, Susan, you're on, or you're not on yet. Now you're on.
I'm here. How are you?
Okay, I'm good, babe. What can I do for you?
Well, you've pretty much answered my questions. I don't have any from last week, but guess what? I dumped those beers. I'm not drinking anymore at all, and I won't ever buy anymore.
Well, Susan, that you're going to see just the strength in making that decision is going to be life-changing for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy that I made that decision.
Yes. And Then they're adding also, please allow your son to create himself. You cannot do it for him.
That's true. That's true. Thank you so very much. That's pretty much it for me. I just want to let you know.
I'm thrilled.
And that's a big thing for me. It's a big, big, big move for me.
I know it is, Susan. And I'm proud of you, and I know you're proud of you, right?
Well, yeah, I know it's, you know, I know that I'm just going to keep steadfast on the positive. And that's
it. Right. That's
and
what I
all
want
the
y'all
negative.
To do. Yep. Sorry, I cut you off. I didn't mean to. I'm still learning this new switchboard, guys. All right, we're at the end of the show because, as usual, I'm already supposed to be at my table. So let's say it loud and proud. Come on and own it. Live it. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.